This is Family Electric Ghost, and we wanted to talk about what we've been working on lately is more DAW-less recording with our expansive sound. And the idea of expansive sound is that, you know, you don't use a DAW, a digital audio workstation. We work directly at our hardware sense that you see behind me. It's a combination of modular and digital sense, analog and, you know, digital. So we've got things like an OPZ, which is a digital synth, Juno GI, which is digital, or JDXI, which is a hybrid. And then we've got full analogs, modulars like the Grandmother, the DFAM, the Arturia Mini Brew 2S, a Mother 32, and a Grandmother. So we've also got Eurorack modules like the Math module for Make Noise, which allows you to do LFOs and envelopes and all kinds of cool stuff. Act like a central control mechanism. But the whole point is that we used hardware recorders previously, like the R16 and the R20, the R24, and now we have an R20. And we've been using the Kai Force, which is a great DAW-less wonder. Allows you to do a lot of recording right at the device. And so what we did also is bring back something that we've been kind of playing without our mask on, using our merch, like this t-shirt that has the ghost logo on it. But in the old days, in 2017, 2016, we had a mask and we had a hoodie. We had this whole aesthetic of the idea of the ghost and behind the whole idea of Phantom Electric Ghost is it's a band full of ghosts. It's kind of like a fictional band, like the Gorillaz. Like Damon Albarn created the Gorillaz, and he had the comic book artist behind Tank Girl actually draw all the characters out. And what we've done is I had the idea of a ghost when I'm on stage back in 2016, 2017. I would wear a Phantom mask and a hoodie. So when I did the Josephine Electric lead vocal, you wouldn't see a guy with a beard. You had this Phantom and you didn't know, you know, so I could do male and female voices without having to wear a dress, without having to look feminine, just look like a Phantom that could be male or female. And that's the kind of idea of the band. That Josephine Electric's the lead singer. She's a ghost. There's a whole backstory we talked about with her. We created a couple of songs that actually talked about how she became a ghost and got stuck in the kind of between world of the netherworld and Earth. And then she formed this band with Phantom, who's like me, the keyboard player, and Stephanie, her sister, and became Phantom Electric Ghost as the band. They had Stephanie and Windhover, Josephine and Windhover, the two sisters called the Windhover Girls. And we had a song back in 2016 called Windhover Girls off our third album, Synesthesia Suite Neo Soul Surrender, which is on Amazon.com if you want to find that. So one of the things that we also do is we have sponsors. So there's a sponsor on here, Newsly, which is an app. You can go to the App Store and you can check it out. It's a pretty cool app because what it does is it reads the news back to you in a natural voice. And that's kind of cool. So what you're able to do is have the news read back to you in a natural human voice. And you can, you know, do other multitasking things. So if you use the ghost code 2021, you get 1 month free off of Newsly. So you go out to newsly.me and check it out, or go to the App Store or the Android Store and download it. Use Ghost 2021 and you'll get that on your app, on your phone. And it's pretty cool. We use it and they sponsor the podcast. So one of the things we got going on in this episode is we're going to show some of our videos where we brought back the ghost costume that we were just talking about. And this is the use of the Zoom R20, which is a really cool DAW-less solution. It finally introduces for the first time we've ever seen a touch screen into the workflow for a DAW-less recording device. And it allows you to do something that's also really cool. You can actually move tracks around with your finger on a touch screen, which is something that you usually can't do on something like a Tascam 20 or an R16 or even R24 or an L8. You can't do that. And so now a DAW-less producer has the ability with the R20, kind of like on the Kai Force, but it's actually even more direct because you can actually just take a track and move it around. You can move track 1 and 2 to 8, you know, 8 and 9 or whatever. You can just move them around. And then you can split them up, and you can, it has a built-in drum machine, it has a built-in FM sense. Not that I'm trying to push them, but it's a pretty cool device for an all-in-one type of solution. And it has the ability to bring in WAV files. So I actually have a couple songs where I did something on the Akai Force, brought it in as a wave. It has to be 44.1 megahertz. It has to be the same bit length. So if it's 16, you can't have a, your project 16 bit, you can't bring in a 24. And the reverse is true. But once you bring it in, and we have an example of a song that we have here that we're going to go through and have the YouTube video for it, where we actually did it on the Akai Force, brought it over to the R20, did some overdubs with a Moog Mother 32, and, you know, added that kind of goodness to it. And then we also added some Juno GI with some Mother 32 on it. And so we added additional 4 tracks from something that we already had a bunch of tracks on the Akai Force. We probably had like 8 tracks on the Akai Force that we brought into one, and then we added another 4. So it gives you a lot of capability. You can do stuff like that. So it gives you interesting kind of at the board, at the controls, which is I like as a producer to be at the instrument and actually be able to do something in terms of playing with the knobs, playing with the faders, doing all that, the physical contact of and then also taking an idea that right at the moment I could go, oh, I want to do something on the Moog. And I don't want to have to go into the PC to do it. So we're going to bring up one of the songs we did. It's called Never Met a Girl as Erotic as You. Again, it's got the Phantom outfit. And it's a video that we created using a lot of tools on an iPhone. But we're gonna play it right now, and then you can check it out.
So erotically in tune, she don't need no attention, and she does the power of a tune. It's so in tune, it does what you want to do. With the whacked out pun, her fingers on and doing it so good. And she does exactly what you want to do.
Wait.
Jordan home, right now Philly. Big baby, do what you wanna do. It's so erotic when you're rude.
Our latest effort that we put together, bringing back the Phantom Mask. And you can see that it has a different look than what I look like right now. And it does work when I have the Josephine Electric character, because then it allows me to be kind of incognito. And, I've actually performed with that mask in New York and Boston back in 2016, 2017. So that was the use of the R20. And the guitar is all coming from the Roland Juno GI synth, and that's a polyphonic digital synth that has the ability to has embedded in it a bunch of Boss pedals, and so it does allow me to do a really kind of heavy guitar, and then add in the Moog Mother 32 analog sound on top of the signal gives it even more kind of heft, which is like a secret sauce thing I did, which I just revealed. But So we're going to get into another song that's from the playlist, and we've been working on an album that we're putting together, and I keep on changing the title, but it's going to come out like in March or April, probably April, because I got four albums coming out this year. And so one of the things I think I put it together, trying to figure out what the name of the track album is going to be. I think I call it, I got so many projects I'm working on. So, Deep Romantic Intent is the project this song is on. And the next two songs are on that project. I've got some other projects coming out. I got, Sado Ways. And then I got, another one that's coming out pretty soon. Which I'll get into it. Because I got to go back and look what the title is, because I got so many things going on. But let me get into the next song using the R20 and still using the Phantom Mask with some different effects. We're going to get to the next song. We're going to bring that up so that we have it set up for you guys. So we're the next song we're going to do that use the R20 and this kind of dollless solution is White Nail Polished Fingers into deep pink.
White nail polish fingertips in the deep pink. Before she bats her eyelashes, don't have time to think. She said, I spread them and you can take a drink of my exquisite deep pink. White nail polish night, if you wanna get in a pink deep. And you know we ain't in the cheap seat. And everything's fed, eagle legs up, darling, I can't see that your both pair of lips are smiling at me. And that deep pink is screaming, white nail polish fingers into deep pink. And I don't even time for a drink. Now all I want to do is sink or swim into the everything that it screams. The microphone screams, it screams pink. I think I want another drink.
So that was the last song in, the second song in a set of songs that we used the R20. And that particular R20 song is taking advantage of the drum patterns that you can use in your projects. You have multiple styles of music, like R&B, hip hop, rock, punk, different things. And you can take in like an intro, a verse, a chorus, an outro, and put them together. And you can extend them and change them around. We use that. That particular thing, so it actually sounds very much live. It's kind of like in the R24, there was a drum sampled capability that could do almost the same thing, but it was actually harder to manage because of the way the screen was and the way it worked. This is like a lot easier. You can actually bring it in and control what tracks it's on. You can definitely, you know, sometimes in the R24, it was hard to kind of have it play with the other tracks you were writing. Not that you can't do it, but it was a little more difficult in the workflow. I had a hard time with it. And I think the implementation of this drum capability is like a lot like what's in the Juno GI. If anybody has a Juno GI, it can do phrases with like introductions and choruses and verses and outros, and you can put them, arrange them around, or you can just play drums manually on the keyboard. But it does have this kind of capability, because it had a four-track recorder built into it, and you could go and do that type of stuff. And so the last song that we're going to introduce, that we're going to get into, which I forget what it is, but we're going to play the last song we did on the R20. We've been doing the combination. This one's going to be the one that actually has the combination of taking an Akai Force file, turn it into a WAV file at 44.1. at 16 bit length, and then bringing it into the R20 and then doing overdubs on the R20. So that's what this one's going to be. So we're setting that up right now to play the last one. So let's get into that.
Go deep in the pretty pain. I'm going to fucking suck, don't care what the neighbors think. Whatever, the heart on a record spring. Don't do it right on the kitchen sink. Don't deep in the pretty pain. We're gonna fuck this up, don't care what the neighbors think. Do it with effective powered pills or days. And do it with so powered hit. Roll it back and don't have time to think. Don't pick and don't deep into pretty pink. I don't care how the neighbors think. We're gonna fuck, suck, do it all. I'm starting to care. Love. I'm deep in a pretty pain. Don't give a fuck what the name is then. I'm gonna do it on the table, catch you and sing. No God, no God, do I do everything? No God, okay, I'll do everything. Rough as fuck, fucking suck, don't care what the neighbors think. We'll do it on the kitchen table, do it on the kitchen sink. We'll rough as fuck, do what you ever do dream. As long as it's a heart clear scream. Heart clear old scream. Get tongue pink, get all the cream. Like vagina. Don't deep in a prayer pen. We're gonna fucking suck it. Don't give a shit what our neighbors think. Gonna fuck it up and do the neighbors thing. It's something that they need to take a drink. But we don't need to factor anything except to what the passion brings. Deep in a pretty pain. Gonna fuck the suck and do it on the kitchen sink. We're talking deep in a pretty pain. Do it. Where do you think? Talk deep in a pretty pain. Fucking suck and do it on the kitchen sink. Do it up and do it where do you think? When you do it, the fact of things. Right. Do it right. In pretty pain, gonna fucking suck. Do it on the kitchen sink, right? Do it, yeah, it's the thing. Do it, and give you that ring. Do it on the kitchen sink, and then the end of it, we're gonna get that ring.
We're back, and that was the last song showing off the use of the R20 and its ability to do something that we really didn't see before, which is the ability to sorry about that. We got kicked off for a second. You know how the internet is. But what I'm trying to say, that last song we did was really interesting because what it allowed us to do was to take in a WAV file that we created on an Akai Force. And what we were able to do is actually integrate it into a project on the R20 as a separate set of tracks. We brought it in as a stereo link file, and what's cool about that is then now you can actually work on something on an Akai Force or something that somebody sends you as a WAV file. As long as it's 44.1, and we've got tools that can change it to 44.1. But that song was called Deep Tongue Pink, Pink Tongue Deep Into She, and it's, you know, it's kind of sexed out, oversexed, and, you know, if you're not into that, you're probably not going to like us, but a lot of what we do is like that, so anybody that follows us is into that. But, again, it was done totally on the Akai Force, the initial part of it, the vocals and the drums and everything. Brought it into the R20 as a WAV file, 44.1, 16-bit length, and then overdubbed additional tracks, like tracks 3 and 4, as a Moog Mother 32 being played through MIDI on a Juno GI, so I got the full length of the keyboard. Also affected by a Make Noise Math module that brings in some extra funkiness through the CV, so we can make a very unique Moog Mother 32 single oscillator sound, which we used. And then we used some effects on the R20. Then we overdubbed it again and brought in a string off the Juno for tracks 5 and 6. And then still had a Mother 32 piggybacked on the signal. Because what you can do on a Juno is you can just have the MIDI run the Juno. I mean, run the Mother. Or you can have the Mother combined with a sound from the Juno. What we like to do is like take that and combine it with a guitar or bass or whatever and give it more heft, because then you have this analog signal piggybacking on the digital, which is like usually a supernatural sound. So we brought in some supernatural strings, polyphonic strings, and then had this monophonic Moog oscillator kind of piggybacking on the signal, giving it some strangeness. And that was pretty interesting for that track. It's very busy. There's a lot more, it's not as sparse as some of the other stuff we were doing, but it's kind of like we wanted to see what we could do. And it's experimental. It's like what stuff we do is like, you can take it or leave it or be interested by it. We just thought it was interesting use of, in the future, you could be more precise about what we want to do with it. We could have brought in, and we actually had a song where we used an Akai Force to sample a piano on, we actually did a track on a Juno, put it on our R24, brought it in as a sample on the Akai Force, and then, you know, created a project on the Akai Force where it was like a 15-minute piano sound with a DFAM drum beat. Didn't have any vocal, had a slight vocal on it. It was kind of like a shadow vocal that we were originally like an initial vocal, like a scratch vocal. But we kept it, and then we overdubbed it on an L8 live track after we put it into an Akai Force, and then added some Mellotron strings to the arrangement, and then we added a guitar to the arrangement, and then we overdubbed on the L8 like additional lyrics that we're actually using a different microphone than from what we used initially for the shadow vocal. We used like a Studio Electronics mic going through a VT3 vocal voice transformer. And then we took 512 Audio, the Skyliner or Skylight microphone, and did an additional vocal into the L8. And so that was a combination of using an R24, an L8, and a Akai Force. And that was something we did before we had the R20. So the R20 does give you a lot of cool capabilities. We dig it. We've been using it a lot. We've got like a bunch of releases coming up for the year. And we'll talk more about those. But yeah, please support the Ghost and our sponsors. So we're going to talk about another sponsor again that we talked about at the beginning. So check out newsly.me. Go to the App Store. Use coupon code GHOST2021. You get 1 month free subscription. It's a cool app that reads the news back to you. So if you're multitasking, you can do that. It's pretty cool. Use the coupon code GHOST2021. And then this podcast will also be on Spotify podcast later. So we can check that out. We also are working with another sponsor that we've been talking about a lot lately is Double Jack. So Double Jack Online is an online philanthropic lottery. You can play Keno, you can play Powerball, And what's cool about that is you can also become like an influencer for them. And when you do that, you can get a percentage of all the plays that you do. So if you go out there and take your phone and scan Double Jack Online, it's not in the US, but if you're on a VPN, you could use it. You can play Keno, you can play Powerball, percentage of profit, go to charity. Take your cell phone right now, scan that scan code and use it to check out Double Jack Online. You can become an influencer with them. You get a percentage of every play that people do. And then if you get people to sign up, you get percentages of their plays of the people they sign up. So it's pretty cool passive income if you need to do that as a musician. That might be a cool idea. So check that out. And we're gonna get into some more things. Before we end, we wanted to talk about one more brand that we're into, but we're gonna bring this down now. And one of the other things that's really concerning in the world today is sex trafficking. And what you can do to help with that is that we've been working with a partner that we've got a slide presentation that we've got set up. We're going to bring this up. And you might want to check out this, and we're going to bring up the code there. There's a lot. There were 20 to 40 million people who are affected by everyday slavery, like this type of sex trade that's going on. It's an epidemic, and you want to stop sex trafficking. And this organization that we're working with is the Treasured Vessels Foundation, and they work help get people out of this and give them a safe space. And you can buy a merch from them. You can buy a t-shirt like this t-shirt you see here. If you go out to the bit.ly link right there, and you can't click on it here, but we'll put that in the episode. And then use the coupon code Keith Gittins Jones. You can actually get money off and then help, this really vile thing that's going on with sex trafficking. We think it's a really good thing to get into. You can look at it more closely here. And you should check this out. And it's a really good thing to get into. And we wholeheartedly support it. You can raise awareness. What happens is this company called Sports Market, and they 50% of all their profits go directly into this foundation. So it's pretty cool. So this, use that link, the bit.ly link, use the coupon code, and you get 10% off your entire purchase of any merch you buy. So it's kind of cool. So we wanted to get that news out to everybody, so check that out. And then we're back as the Ghost. And so we do encourage you to check out our sponsors. And also, when we interview people, please click the links of the bands that we talk to, because that's a good thing to help and support this community. We're going to be doing another thing that's really cool. In February 11th through the 13th, we're doing the PEG Bedroom Online Festival, where we have podcast guests. They're going to do 30-minute sets from their bedroom or from the garage or a soundstage. And so we're giving a lot of people, the artists that we interview, an online stage to perform. So we're going to talk more about that in the future, but check that out. We'll be having posters coming out shortly. And we appreciate everybody who talks to us and deals with us. We'll talk to you later. Thank you for supporting the Ghost.